Jared, on the phone with us, we have Lindsay, who is an AML, and she is asking us to do a forgive and forget for her friend Erica. And I'm going to let her explain what's going on and why she feels like she needs to ask for forgiveness. Lindsay, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey. First of all, thanks for joining us. And second, why don't you tell us why you want us to do a forgive and forget for you?
Okay, thanks for having me. Okay, basically, I'm on a group chat at work, and I was a little insensitive to my coworker friend Erica. It was her birthday, and I kind of just kind of ruined the chat because I was talking about my promotion, and apparently that did not go over well. And I want to apologize and ask for forgiveness because I didn't know I was ruining everything by being excited about my promotion, and it was her birthday, and now they're all mad at me.
Did you say happy birthday in the text message, or was it just straight up like, hey guys, I got a promotion?
Well, like, I was just like, oh my gosh, I got a promotion. And normally, you know, everybody was just like excited about Erica's birthday, but like, they're like, well, it's really rude of you to make this about you, you know?
Oh, yeah. You didn't mean to, but you did.
Any other time, yeah. And they're like, you know, I felt like, I guess we can't celebrate or be excited about two things at once, so I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Did you say that? You said that in the message?
I mean, she...
That's a yes.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So I think we see the picture. All right.
Yeah. So I just don't know. Like, yeah, I did. And like, I did like an eye roll emoji thing. And
You're being honest. But yeah.
Right. We're not eye roll judging. Emoji. We're just listening.
A little judging, but yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So you would like us to do a forgive and forget on your friend Erica, who, by the way, you already know is on the other line and has heard your side of the story.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, like this whole group of girls, like we all went to Vegas and spent a ton of money on my birthday, on like a surprise thing last month. So, you know, I do feel kind of bad because they are a really good group of girls. And like, I feel bad, but, you know, I'm really excited about this promotion. Like, but, you know, it was wrong.
Well, you feel bad enough to want to, you know, ask for forgiveness publicly. So, all right. Well, we do have Erica on the phone. Hi, Erica.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So just let us say happy belated birthday.
Right.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice of you guys.
We won Morning Show of the Year, too.
Right. We did.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I know. That's a sore subject.
So, Erica, heard Lindsay, your friend Lindsay's side of the story. Is anything you want to add, or did it go down that way, or what do you want to say?
I just felt like, you know, Lindsay, honestly, I feel like you were very insensitive, and it was just very rude to just think of yourself and the selfishness of, we know how the group chat goes. Do you know how much money we spent on your birthday in Vegas? Do you remember that? This was a last minute idea for us to do that. Yeah. I wasn't sure how to perceive this or tell you congratulations, because it is a great promotion, I understand, but a birthday is special. In our group chat, that's what we do uplift each other, but I just feel like the value of our friendship wasn't valued. Like, we've been working together for 5 years, and of course somebody knows when you get a promotion. Yeah, you couldn't wait one day?
Yeah, I mean, no, I feel bad about that, but like, you know, my logic was like, oh my gosh, I haven't had a promotion in 3 years. So, you know, like, you have a birthday every year. You know, I wasn't trying to be rude, but like, I get it.
Did you even get me a gift?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah. Well, just because, you know, the other girls do agree that it was a little just plain rude to make the spotlight about you, Lindsay. And I think that, you know, we do need to have a sit down of some sort and talk about, you know, the value of our friendship at some point, because it really did hurt me.
Why don't we let Lindsay do her formal apology to Erica, and then we're going to turn it over to our audience, to our AMLs, and see if they think, Lindsay, you deserve forgiveness. So what do you want to say, Lindsay, to Erica you know, how do you want to apologize? Go ahead.
Erica, your birthday is super important, and I appreciate everything you did with everyone else for my birthday, and I know you're excited about my promotion just as much, and I want to apologize for being insensitive, and I would totally take you out for a birthday dinner one-on-one so we can put this away.
All right, so Erica, before you say anything, we're going to turn it over to our AMLs. Based on what you heard, do you think Lindsay deserves forgiveness from her friend Erica? We're going to take your calls coming up.